Barack Obama making history as the first African-American U.S. president-elect. From his home state of Illinois to his father's homeland in Kenya. On Main Street to Wall Street and outside the gates of the White House. Elation and celebration. Obama's simple call for change answered, and his defeated opponent, John McCain, humbled.
This is an historic election, and I recognize the special significance it has for African Americans and for the special pride that must be theirs tonight.
Tears from the last African American to seek the office.
Everybody's saying, hey.
And a realization from other activists, the world has changed.
What Barack said tonight is true. This is the only place in the world where this could happen. America.
While it was clearly a moment of celebration for Obama supporters, the president-elect delivered a sobering message.
I will ask you to join in the work of remaking this nation the only way it's been done in America for 221 years. Block by block, brick by brick, calloused hand by calloused hand.
One thing that really stood out last night in Barack Obama's speech was the tone and the call for really the need to move forward here and to do it rather quickly in this transition. It was a rather somber speech. They talked about change and they talked about everything that needs to be done. But he really set the stage here for a transition that needs to happen very quickly. He talked about Afghanistan. He talked about Iraq, the soldiers that are there. He talked about the economic crisis. And so you really got a sense that this is a team that's going to roll up their sleeves and get to work right away. I talked to his chief of staff last night, Anita Dunn, who said expect to actually get some announcements about the team members on the transition, not White House positions necessarily this week, but certainly in the weeks to come. You're going to hear those kinds of things coming out of this group. It is obviously a very serious tone. Not a lot of the, you saw the celebration outside of it, but Barack Obama pretty much focused on what needs to be done.